opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Yeehaw. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's a chilly 27th of September at 7:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam.
Good morning.
How you doing? My favorite grandson.
I'm doing well.
Is here. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. The cold late. Got me this morning.
Mm. What did?
The cold.
Oh, man, I stepped out of the house this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about the time I got into my Hawaiian shirts, it was like August 1st.
Time to change
it
out.
August 1st, I was wearing them, and now it's, you know, I'm digging out all my long sleeves.
I think we have, we put our stuff in those Suckum bags.
Yeah.
And we put them up in the attic. And then in a suitcase, and then pull them down.
We wash them first.
Oh yeah.
We don't. I would like to say it was. Yes, we do. I would like to say they're neatly folded, but they're not. They're stuffed in there.
No.
So we get them out. I don't care how clean they are when they go in there. You have to wash them again. Well, Linda washes things like if it falls down on the.
Well, you know, it might have been cool this morning where we have a few showers early with bright sunshine by the afternoon with a high of 82. Our clear skies tonight, that's Wednesday the 27th, can you believe that, with around 60 degrees. Tomorrow is calling for sunny skies, once again with a high of around 85, mostly clear, on Thursday night, with overnight lows around 56. Friday is calling for partly sunny, with a high near 78. So we have those, you know, 5 or 6 degrees variation there Friday night, 20% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with around 56 overnight lows on Friday night. Now, Saturday, again, calls for about 20% chance of showers before 11 a.m. and mostly sunny skies with a high near 72. Saturday night, mostly clear with around 54. Good, because we're going to a party Saturday night. We're going to be outside. We hope that it's not raining. But Sunday, sunny with a high near 76, 57 lows. And we'll get to more of a forecast for next week, but as it stands right now, today, the 27th, around 82, maybe some showers this morning. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. That's a business in Anderson. That's a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Locally owned, locally operated. We love these guys, the Kinney family. Okay, hey, we're here with Pathways to Hope. And Wendy Dickens.
And Chuck Baker.
And Chuck Baker.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chuck Baker has a country music band.
He's famous. He gets his autograph.
He doesn't, but with a name like that, you should.
Well, tell us a little bit, as our listeners are on their way to work, or they're tinkering, or they're doing what they do with our loyal listeners, let's just do a refresher of Pathways to Hope. What is Pathways to Hope?
Sure. Pathways to Hope is the premier child abuse prevention council here in Shasta County. 1987, California said every county needs to have one, and we're it. Instead of calling it the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council, we call it Pathways to Hope to look towards the future to provide pathways for a better life.
I like the visual and the feeling of the energy behind that title anyway.
Yes, ma'am. I really feel like we're the tip of the spear. I think that what we do, we change the future. So I always tell people this. I'm looking for time travelers, people who can come and help us change the future by working today.
That's fantastic. And I do recall when we interviewed you last time and your such positive outlook. Now, Wendy, tell us your role in Pathways of Hope.
So I am a community partner with First Five Shasta, and First Five Shasta and Pathways to Hope have very similar visions and missions around prevention and helping families in their earliest stages as well as throughout their life in regards to supports if they need them and making sure that they have the information they need at their fingertips to be able to support their families in a developmental way so that they're always looking toward the future and having, you know, opportunities to grow and be who they want to be in life. So we work very closely around different programs regarding Launch, for example, which is a program in the schools that allows kids to be able to get some of the things they need in order and supports their parents in getting them to school and regular attendance, because that's so important even early in their life. So
their development, yes. Yeah. And I think that's fantastic, because sometimes we can talk in generalities, but I think it's important on the radio, especially when we're talking about this fundraiser coming up, about specific, bullet points that people will take away. Like you were talking about First Five, helping kids get to school. And Chuck, you were talking about, give us like a day of what it's like in your organization.
So there's several things that Pathways does extremely well. One of them is they have after-school programs. There's one in Reading and there's one in Anderson. And it's a drop-in program for kids after school. We average about 7,000 visits a year between the two areas. And so it's a safe place where people can go. They can get on a computer, do homework, sometimes just play games. I know that happens a lot. There's food if they need a snack, if they're, you know, they need some nutrition. There's adults there who are available who aren't real intrusive, but they can sit there and talk to them if they want to. I remember when I was a kid, I wish I had an adult that would just listen to me that wasn't my parents, and that's exactly what we provide.
Well, and I think, you know, when you talk about social connectivity is one of the main strengths in building a strong community, having them come and just play games together is starting to build those social connections they're going to need later in life in order to be successful.
Yes.
And you were on before, I believe, that I recall you looking for mentors.
Yeah,
after work mentors or after school, like, could you come in? And you do have to go through a program and go through a background check. So we think that's really important that people know that if they're looking like, I need to do something that where I'm of service, that this is a great program where it's not taking like 50 or 60 hours, but just a couple hours a week. Once you go through the program training of what you can do to help a child's life, maybe make that change and that turn.
Absolutely. We're always looking for people who are looking for a worthwhile organization to give their time to. It's not that big a deal to come through our trainings. We don't just pick you up and throw in the lion's den with a bunch of teenagers, because, you know, having had a couple teenagers myself in my house, sometimes it can be intimidating. So we give them training on how to talk to teenagers, what they can and can't do, what they can, you know, ways to help them be better mentors. So we do provide training for that. So thank you for bringing that up. We're always looking for new people to inject new life into the program.
Well, should we take an early break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about
a big event coming up here.
Yeah. Talk about the event when we come back and give some love to that particular date, what it's all about, and where those monies for this fundraiser will be going. I think people like to know we're buying beds, we're buying this, we're going to be this fundraiser's for this.
Fantastic.
Let's do our shout out to our sponsor, Carl.
No. Okay, they know who they are. They know they're doing a great job. They know they're locally owned, local board of directors. We're talking about Cornerstone Community Bank. They started 16 years ago, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one in Anderson, their newest branch there. We're designated as one of the top six small banks in the United States. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and we love it. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shops. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome back as we're having these wonderful conversations at the break. This is Linda Bott along with Carl. We're having a great Wednesday morning. How are you on this beautiful 27th? This Wednesday, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair brings us this portion of the show.
From chips to cracks over 2 feet in length, Jeff Forrest will fix them for you and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He is a true master when it comes to repairing windshields. For a free inspection and analysis, take your car, truck, or RV. I've seen him working on RVs. I've seen his huge glass in the RVs, and there'll be a chip in it, and he's up there fixing it. You're not going to be disappointed with the work that Jeff Wurst does. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. You can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and like I said, it's a better-known business. And we're here with Wendy Dickens. Dickens.
Like Charles Dickens. Yep. You know, okay. Like the writer.
And Chuck Baker. And this is why we closed the window.
All right. So, we're here. We've been discussing in the first segment Pathways of Hope and, of course, First Five, Shasta. They're doing a fundraiser, Pathways of Hope. It's Monte Carlo night. Yes, Pathways to Hope, Monte Carlo Night, which is September 30th. Tell us about this event coming up at Wind River.
You know, we want you to come out and celebrate in style. It's an excuse to dress up. It's a black tie mm-hmm. affair. I actually rented a tuxedo last year, but I don't think I'll be doing that this year. I was one of maybe two people who wore a tuxedo. But, you can be there in cowboy boots and jeans, too. It doesn't matter. It's Saturday night, Wind River Casino, for a night of dinner, dancing, drinks, live music with Hook. We love Hook.
Love Hook.
Come out and do some play casino. We'll play some blackjack and plinko, et cetera. There's going to be live and silent auctions. There's some great prizes out there. We actually have a couple of firearms that we're going to have be auctioning off, et cetera. We are looking for people to come out and have a good time. I always come here with my needs. I need this. I need that. I love the fact that I'm bringing this to people to come out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for only $150, a couple can come out, have a full course meal, dinner, dancing, have a chance to buy some really cool things and support a good cause. And for single people out there who are out there single and looking for Pringles or something like that.
Or fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. They can come out for $100. And, if you go around to some of the higher-end restaurants, a couple of drinks and dinner, that's $100 right there without the dancing and fun. Plus, you get to see me. I'm emceeing it that night.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll have a great time. We are also looking for companies who are able to sponsor us, want to sponsor a table. So give us a call. It'll be real easy. You just go to Eventbrite and type in Monte Carlo, and it'll take you right to our site.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I will also not be renting a tuxedo. I didn't last year either. But I'll have a, beautiful gown on, and we'll be showing different items for, auction and the ability to win some fun things. So I think it'll be a great time for people, and it's for a great cause. And so I think that is the biggest piece of all of that. Come have fun and know you're doing that in reference to a great organization.
And the money that you make from here supports your programs. And some of your programs are?
There's five things that Pathways does. Number one, they do two after-school programs. That's two of them. They also do Camp Hope America, where we take 70 trauma-informed kids to a camp for the week. I was able to be one of the counselors this year. It was phenomenal. I had a great time.
I've heard nothing but great, great things about the Camp Hope.
You watch transformations before your very eyes. It was an amazing program. We also collaborate with all the other area organizations, such as First Five. We provide a point of collaboration. And finally, we provide a lot of training. We provide training for people how to work with kids in all different ways. So that's mainly the five things that we do. And this will go mainly to the after-school programs and Camp Hope America.
Fantastic. More information? We'll give you, we've got a couple more minutes here.
I think there are a couple other programs within those five different arenas, and they really are there to support families in a more concrete way. So, there's, the ability for parents to get some, help with how they might deal with certain situations in their children. So they have parenting education courses and or home visiting that is able to come, someone's able to come into someone's home and say, hey, this is how you might want to baby-proof, or, because kids don't come with instructions all the time, or if you don't have your family living by, you don't know what you need. They have that ability to, kind of reach into people's homes if desired and support them. And they can give diapers. They do a diaper drive every year, and, you can get free diapers. So there's sometimes some other concrete things that they can achieve with working with families to help them and support them, which we know in the end, helps reduce child abuse and, getting people to understand development and getting the supports they need.
How did you get involved in First Five?
So I started out in child welfare, and I worked for, the child welfare, Shasta County Child Welfare for, about 16 years. And then I was able to move into First Five Shasta, which is more prevention, which is really where I wanted to be, right? Because you want to prevent the need for families to interface with organizations that are a little bit more intrusive and who, have great programs themselves, but often are relying on things like Pathways to Hope to bring to families. So why can't we get those in earlier so that families are less frustrated, are in less of need of other types of interventions, and get them the supports they want or need before that ever occurs? So, that's how I got involved with this.
The question for both of you would be that we've heard that on many levels that after the COVID shutdown, that people are still struggling, that there was like it broke a lot of in order to just basically get through for a lot of people, get through like going to school, going to work, places that you're able to escape, that when the shutdown happened, that there was an increase in abuse and alcoholism and those kinds of things. Is that what you saw, and is there still a backlash from the shutdown?
I think that the shutdown, we are meant to be social beings, and the shutdown prevented that ability for social kinds of connections in the way we need them, right? When you're doing a screen, there's a different, you know, kind of interaction than when you are in person, because we feel each other's energy. Mm-hmm. And you need that as humans. We are meant to be around other humans. Mm-hmm. And so I think the shutdown did create some issues around mental health specifically, and the ability for people to transverse. And I even think that when I, you know, I'm a very social person and I'm pretty, you know, outgoing, and the shutdown, when I was first trying to come back from, you know, and reintegrate, so to speak, mm-hmm. into, it was hard. It wasn't easy. And so I think those who already had some difficulties with that really felt the strain. Mm-hmm. And those who didn't felt the strain. Mm-hmm. So you do have, you know, the need for additional supports for families to kind of really feel again like they're a part of a bigger thing than themselves, which is important as well. And Pathways to Hope really has some programs that can help with that.
There's another collaborative effort, such as the Parent Projects or Parent Partners that Wendy mentioned, that is just amazing. I'm part of the Nurturing Fathers program. Mm-hmm. And we take men who are looking to be better fathers, and we meet together every Tuesday night. And we talk about being better fathers and being better people, better parents. And to do that online, it wouldn't work.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
To do it in a sense of community with other guys who are struggling, it's phenomenal. So it's another one of those collaborative programs.
Fantastic program, I'm sure.
Yes, it's very enlightening to me. And you know, here I was. I thought I was a great parent. And I'm like, huh, I could have done that a little differently.
Well, hindsight's always 20/20.
It is, right?
Well, when you're a parent for the first time, I mean, by the time the second one comes around, you go, well, I'm not going to try that one. That obviously didn't work the first time. On the other hand, any new ideas, because parenting today is a lot more difficult, I think, than it was when I was coming up. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to worry about social media. Bullying might have been something there, but the schools took it really seriously, or there was fist fights, those kind of things.
Or being snatched. That's like the big thing.
Yeah.
Be worried about that. I mean, there's just so many things that are going on. So any assistance that is out there, and Pathways of Hope is one of those ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do talk about a lot of these kids. The kids that you have in there are suffering from things at home that need to be changed in many cases.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's September 30th. Go to Eventbrite. And if you want to have some really big fun at Wind River Saturday night, that is the Monte Carlo. What's it called again?
Monte Carlo Night Fundraiser. Yeah. Wind River Saturday night. Eventbrite. Just type in Monte Carlo.
Yeah, doors open at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great event.
And let me tell you that Eventbrite's easy. You just go there. They'll take you to the event. You can pick your, I don't know, can you pick your table out or not
so
on that
we'll,
one?
We'll contact you and try to figure out where to put you.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. So,
all right.
You know, we need to add tables. We'll do whatever
you
need.
Yeah, if you've got four, you know, if you've got another couple that wants to come with you, y'all can make sure that you're sitting together and all that.
Yes, sir.
So, that's at eventbrite.com/e/Monte Carlo, and you'll get right to it. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you more for what you do for our community, First Five. And
creating those programs that you were speaking about earlier.
Mm-hmm. And Casey and I, specifically you two as well, you're always so supportive of all our programs.
Yeah,
I want to thank you personally.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's because we get good ideas from every guest that comes through here. So did you I'm going to start a support group for those who live with entertainers.
I love it.
You like that? You guys will be the first two members.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We may be They'll the only be the, two members. Yeah.
You may need your 1 week a night, you know, special meeting.
Yes. Nurturing entertainers. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back with another organization. I mean, so much to this community and to us personally, and that's the Patriot Guard Riders. We're going to talk to them a little bit. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. Yeah, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, certified by the Joint Commission on how they handle strokes, emergency room treatment. So many more things are happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, including bringing in 13 new doctors in the residency program. That's a three-year program, and next year we're going to get another 10. So Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing in new doctors. They're going to be working not just at the hospital and all the different facets there, but also in the clinics out in town, the VA clinic, the Redding Rancheria clinic, and with specialists here in town. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
It's the season for cinnamon, pumpkin, and spice, and Black Bear Diner has the goods to help you lean in. From their popular pumpkin pancakes to cinnamon roll French toast, and from pumpkin pie cheesecake to cinnamon vanilla cold brew and hot chocolate, they've got your cravings covered. Stop by soon and dive into fall flavors. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Maximize your car wash savings with car wash packages starting at only $11. A clean car is essential to your safety, the safety of your passengers, and even your vehicle, especially with smoke, soot, and debris in the air. Now's the time to bring your vehicle to Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey friends, please join us at Redding Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Redding and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning on this Wednesday. Hey, Liam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Beautiful day outside. Looks like we're going to have more of those of you just tuning in. Good morning. Hi. We're going to be around 81 today. There could be scattered showers this morning, but looks like tonight's going to be clear with our overnight skies of around 57. Just a quick update on the weather. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
PSA 2, Area Agency on Aging, and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. We've been talking about this for an extended period of time, and it's still going on. It's no cost to the people that are in it. And the whole mission behind this is to reduce the number of severe falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you've been accepted in it, then they're going to come in and look at your house and see things they can do to help prevent those falls. Give PSA 2 Area on Agency a call at 530-842-1687. Okay, I'm here with, and I'll just tell you one of my favorite groups, around here that honors our veterans as Patriot Guard Riders. And with us today is Bob Prosser, who is the head of this here in our northern state, or for Shasta County for sure. You're going to have to tell me more, because you all travel long ways with what you're doing. But, Bob, tell us what the mission of the Patriot Guard Riders is.
Well, in 2005, the Patriot Guard Riders was formed to protect the families of fallen veterans from a group of people that were in Westboro, Kansas. They were...
This is Westboro Baptist Church.
Westboro Baptist Church. The founder has since passed away. But so they've taken the back seat now. But, boy, they were just giving the families all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, I was on two rides that we put ourselves between Westboro and... and the families, and the police were keeping them so many yards, I think it was like 100 yards away, that we were in between them. And my friends, I can't even begin to tell you how horrible these people are. And you'd see adults and children, you know, they're going to burn in hell, they're burning in hell. I mean, just nasty things they were saying. And the hardest part was not walking across the, you know, the road or the path. And, wrapping them in an American flag, the Patriot or the Westboro people, and then pummeling them. But that never happened. So it started back then, and it was to put a barrier between them and the families, because they used to go to a lot of these funerals for military and for first responders.
Yes, they did. Yeah. And I couldn't even imagine why they would do that. Well, I know why they're rooted, but because they were allowing gays in the military. But that had nothing to do with the veteran that had died.
No. Anyway. So tell us about PGR.
Well, the Patriot Guard here in Redding, we do all Northern California, Sacramento to the Oregon border, Nevada to the coast, and what about seven different counties. And, we escort the veterans to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, or a private cemetery that people want to be buried there. But just on the 11th of this month, the Navy was able to recover a 21-year-old man that was killed December the 7th, 1941, at Pearl Harbor on the USS Oklahoma.
I saw that, and was delivered home.
Yes, we went down to Sacramento and picked him up at the airport with the family and the Navy Honor Guard. We brought him to Redding here, to Allen and Dahl on Eureka Way. And then on the 15th, we took him, escorted him down to Cottonwood to be buried in the family plot next to his mother.
Did he have any family left around here?
Yes, his great-great-nephew is actually the chief of police in Susanville.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
God, I forgot his name already. Steve Jones, I think his name was.
Yeah.
But what a nice man. You know? And then another niece was there that was his mother's sister's daughter. And so I was there. So they had two direct descendants from this young man. And because he was 21 years old when he died.
Was he on the Arizona?
No, the Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, okay.
Yeah, that was the first ship that was torpedoed. and there were there was an admiral that came out from South Carolina that did all the presentation of the flag and
wow.
all the whole ceremony there. And he was there were 429, I believe, is what, there was over 400 officers and enlisted men that were killed on the Oklahoma that day. And then they were all, after they took everybody off, they buried them in a common grave. And then they would Navy, in 2015, the Navy said, okay, we need to get to repatriate these folks and get them back to their families. So then they started working on them in 2016 and went through the all 400 of the, all the remains. And I believe it was 2021 when they identified Robert Stout, S-T-O-U-T, and they got him returned to his family here in Reading.
So they buried him all in a common grave without
it wasn't
markers?
Yeah, there was something, but they said it was a common grave because okay. there were pieces of mm-hmm. some.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah, and so they went through
before
there.
Before the days of DNA, so that yeah, was just kind right. of like, they those are your.
Yeah, well, 1941. That was
yeah, missing
years
in
ago.
Action. Yeah, missing in action.
Yeah.
So they identified him, he came back here. But that's just one of,
that's just
of,
one.
Of hundreds
oh, yeah.
Of burials that the Patriot Guard Rider escorts.
Oh, yeah, last year we did 120 escorts last year, and we're up to 85 this year already. We still have, three more months to go.
Wow.
Until the end of the year. And, well, this year we did four World War II veterans, and these guys were all just right at and just over 100 years old. But a lot of Korean War veterans and the Vietnam veterans era.
Yeah, you're starting to see more and more of the Vietnam yes. War veterans because that, you know, they're 75 to 80.
Yes,
I
was went in the Army 64 to 67. I'm 77.
Yeah.
So they're all at my age group, you know, baby
sure.
boomers.
So the Patriot Guard Riders, we know why it was formed. We people, if what it is you're going, have I seen them before? And trust me, you've seen them. You've seen a motorcycle escort with flags and yellow vests.
Yes.
And what they do is they'll meet at the, well, you tell them how it
Well,
works.
We meet at a funeral parlor or at a residence. We
okay.
don't advertise a residence because we don't want that public information because of the Westboro Baptist Church. But what we'll do is we'll all meet at a given spot and then we'll go over to the residence if that's what the family wants to do. And then we'll escort them to the cemetery where they're going to be buried, mm-hmm. if I go or wherever. And the last thing, information I had, I go, there's almost 10,000 veterans and spouses buried
wow.
at I go already.
When we moved here in 2007, I'm sorry. That whole front area was open, and everything was open, and now it's filled up a lot.
A lot, yes.
Yeah. The Patriot Guard Riders, then I know it's much more complex than just okay, let's get in line here and fly. Do y'all still get to stop traffic?
Oh yes, well, we're permitted through the state of California, the Highway Patrol and Caltrans. Because my wife does the secretary part. She notifies all the law enforcement agencies of the route we're going to take and, you know, the counties and the streets that we're going to go. And also Caltrans, in case there's something going on. We give them 10 days advance notice,
mm-hmm.
or we try to anyway. We go out there and we wait for the light to turn green. We can't run a red light.
Right.
But then we block traffic. And then even if the light does turn red, we still hold the traffic. And everybody has been very, very respectful of what we're doing because they see us now. They know we're time
right.
and time again. They'll see us with our orange vests on, our flashing lights and American flags and everything.
And there's been funerals where there's literally hundreds of cars.
Yes.
And I'm trying to remember the young man that was killed in Iraq. But I remember riding out with that, and there had to have been, close to 100 cars.
Yes, well, when we do, see, our permit's limited to 10 vehicles. If a couple of more show up, it's not a problem, but our permit's 10 vehicles.
So that's 10 vehicles in years, but
yeah.
there was just car after car.
Well, when we do something like that, when there's multiple vehicles, the Highway Patrol, the City of Reading PD, the Sheriff's Department, whatever jurisdiction we're going to do, they assist us.
Okay.
Because it, you know, you can only hold the traffic so long.
Well, like I said, this has been around a while. I haven't ridden in years now.
But it's not just limited to motorcycles, is it?
Oh, no. You don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to have a motorcycle. We have several cars. I recently crashed my motorcycle and broke my foot. I think this is the second day that I've actually had a shoe on, my cast off my foot. And so I'm driving my car now. But, yeah, it's not a problem. Say you don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to have a motorcycle. All you have to do is show honor and respect for the veterans. You go online. You sign up for the Patriot Guard Riders. There are no dues. And we have a membership of just under 290-some thousand people throughout the United States that are Patriot Guard members.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and you've got an event coming up, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and their gun shop, Northern Firearms, right off of Rhyolite Drive across the road from Waterworks. Is it Waterworks? Yeah. And just let me remind you that the governor of California just passed a new law that added 11% excise tax already on over what you pay for the purchase of guns and ammunition, but it doesn't take place until January 1st. So you head on down to Northern Firearms, which is a division of Northern Firearms Instruction, and you can pick up your firearms and ammo before you have to pay that tax. You know that they've already had lawsuits filed over many of the new gun laws. We're going to have a show about all the new gun laws that the state of California has just passed and the impact it has on law-abiding citizens. Northern Firearms, and you can reach them at 1-800-913-1393 or 530-999-1822. We'll be right back. Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise, and I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one for correspondent, and I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hey, NorCal. Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. 7:50 in the morning here on the 27th of September. 57 degrees out there. That can't be right. It's got to be like 60. Anyway, it's a little chilly out there, and we're here with the Patriot Guard Riders and Bob Prosser, who heads it up. They do all of Northern California, and they've had 85 ceremonies, and what they do is they escort veterans to their final resting place with honor, and then they put up a flag line when the remains are brought to either, I would say, the chapel up at Igo, but the chapel's closed and has been. That's another point. But to the burial site, they're there to give an honor guard with flags as the veteran is escorted through there. And they work with the families and in the funeral homes and all this. And they've been doing this here in Reading since...
2009 when we went to Arlington.
Yeah. Now, so it was so I got here in 2007 and we were doing it then. Okay. So I think it had just kind of started or within a year or so. And then you're right. Then they made that run back to Arlington in 2007, escorting the remains of a Medal of Honor recipient and I think a couple Silver Stars.
And two Silver Stars, yes.
Clear across the country. And as they drove through other states, other organizations would join in with them. And then finally to Arlington. It was that was when Indian Dave rode the Long Rider. Yeah. Had a Volkswagen engine. But it was a motorcycle.
He actually had all three of the urns on the back.
That's right.
Of the motorcycle.
Now you have somebody.
Right. We have Fred Loveland has Fred a Loveland. 1934 Ford that's all painted up, and he carries the urns quite frequently. And just recently he has a trailer that's a casket carrier and also carrying an urn. It's got the glass on the side so you can actually look into it and see it.
Like the old kind. It looks like the old time hearse that you saw. Mm-hmm. And he pulls that behind his. And his car is tastefully painted.
Yes, definitely.
And it's patriotic. And now he's got that. So you can put the remains in Fred's trailer there. Fred's hearse, as I call it. And it can be escorted out that way. I'm sorry.
We only do this at the request of the family.
Yeah.
We don't solicit, volunteer. Yeah. We're going to do this or whatever.
Yeah, we saw an obituary, so we thought no. Yeah. And that's in. So how do people reach out to you? They've got a loved one who has passed, and they would like to see this.
Mainly when they go to the mortuaries, they'll ask them, he's a veteran. What do you have? And they, a lot of the times, the mortuaries will say, the Patriot Guard Riders. We'll escort you out there, provide an escort, motorcycle escort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how a lot of our business is. Or somebody knows somebody.
It passed.
Like recently, Jim Gibson passed away.
What a loss.
And he was out there with the other submariners on every Navy service that we had out there. And then, of course, his wife, Mary Lou, I think Jim put it in his will that he wanted us to escort him out there, which we did. But we would have definitely volunteered to do that had Mary Lou not brought it up.
Bob, the you've got an event coming up, so let's talk about that.
You know, this is the Golden State Tour. It's November the 8th through the 12th, and it's from AMVETS, and we'll be escorting the there's a tour. And it starts in Long Beach, Santa Barbara, Ventura, Vallejo, Redding, Chico, and Visalia. And it'll be on ending up on November the 11th for the 11 o'clock service at the IGO, at the Veterans Cemetery. And their AMVETS is Leaving No Veteran Behind, raising awareness for veteran suicide and mental health within our families and communities. Increase the awareness of resources, educate, and innovate through technology. Promote and motivate well-being against depression, advocates to save lives. Together we can save lives by protecting those who protected us. Healing, hope, and honor.
Okay, so this bus is going to take off from Anderson. It's going to be escorted out on Veterans Day, November 11th, with members residents of the Veterans Home and others.
Yes.
And if you know, to help support something like this, you can kind of buy sponsorship on the bus.
You can. If they have 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, and 4-star donations, you get your company name listed on a decal on the motor coach or your personal name if you make a personal donation. They start at $500 and go up to $10,000, depending on what you want to do. And it's a worthwhile program, and I would definitely recommend it if you're interested in sponsoring a worthwhile program for veterans.
Now, AMVETS. How do they sign up for this?
I don't know. It's through AMVETS, and you can go on to the website. It's AMVETS. AMVETSCASF.org, and that will give you all the information that you need to find out and to get in there.
Part of the things they do is suicide awareness, and I haven't seen the numbers drop. Last time I heard it was 22, and somebody said, "Oh no, it dropped to 21." 21 or 22 vets a day commit suicide. Now, if 21 or 22 congressmen and senators or movie stars or people like that were killing themselves every day, I got a feeling there'd be a lot more emphasis put on finding out why and how to prevent it. And yet that number has held constant for years. But the money there goes to help for programs and other things for our veterans. That the VA in many cases has been helpful, but in many cases, depending on where you're at, has been woefully inadequate. It's something that should be, in my opinion, on the top burner of why and what can we do? These veterans served our country. And why, what can we do to slow this suicide rate? I'm still appalled at the fact that it's the same number after all these years.
Yes, yeah, so we have a wonderful veterans office out here on Knighton Road. Hospital doctor.
That's what
out there.
I said. They're good people out there.
They're great people. I've been dealing with them for about the last 3 or 4 years, and I've got nothing but praise to say about every one of the doctors and nurses and everybody that I've dealt with out there.
Now, Bob, if people would say, you know what, I can't ride, but I really appreciate what they're doing, and I like to donate, because this money, when it's donated, is just used to cover, like, gas expenses or things
well,
like that.
Well, right? we have a $2 million liability insurance policy.
Oh, yep.
And that costs us about $1,800 a year. And then all of our safety gear that we wear, jackets, vests, et cetera,
comes out of your own pocket.
Yes,
essentially.
Well, it comes out of the donations that we receive, and we're probably spending at least $1,000 a year on that.
Okay.
Just to keep everybody, because we get new members, or you rip your shirt and get it dirty, you know, and you can't get the stains
Or like you crash your bike.
That all came out of my pocket.
That came out of your pocket. Okay. So how do they get a hold of Patriot Guard riders? People who are saying, you know what, I kind of heard about them, but, gee, I've got a loved one that, you know, maybe getting to that part where they need to be escorted.
You can call me directly through the Shasta Veterans Escort at 530-472-3350, or you can email me at bvprosc Prosser, @yahoo.com.
He just spelled his name out as Prosser there. Yeah. That's what it was. It was in the an alphabet soup. Yeah. Okay. But number, phone number one more time?
530-472-3350.
We'll have you on again before the November 11th. Now, hopefully we're going to see your name out there on Giving Tuesday. You can still register there. You're a 501 where people can donate on Giving Tuesday to cover the expenses. I mean, the gas we paid for ourselves and all the stuff we used to pay for ourselves, that was fine. That was part of our mission. But for the insurance and all this, which is going up, if you want to support the Patriot Guard riders, hopefully you'll be in there on Giving Tuesday. If not, give Bob a call.
I will. Good. Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news, and we've got Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget joining us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Tonight's the night. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library is the place. The latest Republican presidential primary debate in Simi Valley, California. And that's where we find White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The seven candidates who will debate this evening are hoping to break out of the pack. So far in this primary election season, Donald Trump holds a commanding lead over all of his rivals. With Trump skipping tonight's debate, White House hopefuls are once again looking for an opening and hoping to deliver a performance that will move them up in the polls. Greg Clugston, Simi Valley, California.
Shortly after North Korea announced it would expel Travis King, the U.S. Army private has reportedly been handed over to American officials in China. King crossed into North Korea from the south in July. He had faced military discipline in the States at the time he fled north across the heavily fortified DMZ. Former President Trump visits Detroit today as the auto workers' strike is in its 13th day. President Biden met with and spoke briefly to striking auto workers in Wayne, Michigan yesterday. Claiming to be a pro-union president, critics accuse Mr. Biden of sowing the seeds of the UAW's demise by pushing electric vehicles, which require fewer workers to build. And Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says Bidenomics helped to fuel the auto workers' strike in the first place.
And inflation has made consumers and workers about 17% poorer in terms of how fast prices have gone up under Biden. But prices for businesses have gone up even faster.
It was pandemonium last night in Philadelphia. Mobs going on a rioting and looting spree. Citing theft and violence, retailer Target is closing 9 of its stores across 4 states. On Wall Street, the Dow down 80 points. The Nasdaq is off 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit, and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Azerbaijan's health ministry says 192 Azerbaijani troops were killed, more than 500 wounded, during its recent offensive in Nagorno-Karabakh.
Nagorno-Karabakh officials have said earlier that at least 200 people on their side, including 10 civilians, were killed and another 400 wounded in the fighting. The military operation had allowed Azerbaijan to reclaim full control over the breakaway region that was run by separatists for about 30 years. Tens of thousands of ethnic Armenians have since left the region after the separatist troops agreed to lay down arms. Azerbaijan and separatist officials have held 2 rounds of talks on reintegration of Nagorno-Karabakh and its ethnic Armenian population into the mainly Muslim country. But how exactly it would happen remains unclear. I'm Charles Tulatesma.
A Philippine admiral vows that Filipino forces will dismantle any floating barrier that China's Coast Guard may install in the South China Sea. townhall.com. Amazon being sued over allegations it inflates online prices and overcharges sellers.
The Federal Trade Commission and 17 state attorneys generals have filed an antitrust lawsuit against Amazon. They allege that the e-commerce giant uses its position in the marketplace to inflate prices on and off Amazon, overcharging sellers and stifling competition. The lawsuit also says that Amazon buries listings offered at lower prices on other sites while charging sellers high fees, forcing merchants to raise their prices on the platform as well as on other e-commerce sites in order to keep their products competitive on Amazon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Saying that it will create jobs and foster UK energy independence, Britain's conservative government has given a green light to more oil and gas exploration at a site in the North Sea. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of... Did you understand that, boy?
I did.
Okay.
Double.
Sometimes I have to mime things to Liam, and sometimes he gets it, and sometimes he doesn't.
But you got that one.
You got that one. Hey, today's the 27th of September, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm sorry, I'm just...
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
I'm chortling.
Hey, if you're just getting up this morning, good morning. How are you? If your feet are hitting the floor and you're looking like, oh, what kind of day is it?
If your feet are hitting the floor right now,
congratulations.
Bless you. I want to be you.
Congratulations. Well, some people have different hours,
Carl. Unless you're listening to this.
Not everybody steps to the same beat. They got different hours.
Well, unless you're listening to this at the county jail.
What about all those people who work nighttime shifts? All those people who are servers and owners of restaurants and that kind of thing, they have different hours. So they may sleep till 9 o'clock or may get up at 8 and, you know, ponder their day. But as you are thinking about, like, what kind of day is it going to look like, we're going to have around 81 today. Now, there were scattered clouds this morning with possibility of showers, but it looks like the clouds are lifting and we're going to have clear skies tonight with around 57 on our low side. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Looks like it's clear with our temperatures around reaching 85 with our overnight lows with mostly clear skies once again at 56 degrees. Now, Friday is partly sunny. Looks like we've got clouds moving back in at 78. So, again, it looks like it might be sweater weather with slight chance of showers on Friday night with our overnight lows of 56. And then Saturday looks like in the morning, slight chance of showers. Then as the day progresses, we get mostly sunny skies with our high of 72. Those are big changes in my book, you know, when we know that we're only getting up to the 70s. Overnight lows on Saturday night at 54 and Sunday 76 degrees. That'll be the highest temperature of the day. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business. They are locally owned by the Kinney family. Again, 365-3793.
Did you use the term highest point of your day or something like that? It was
the highest temperature of the
day. No, but you said something about that. Anyway, I was going to tell you, that used to be if I picked up my clothes. but now it's weather. Has the magic gone off?
Don't take it personal, Carl. Okay. Hey, good morning, everyone. Let's get on track.
We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. But before we start, I have to do a shout out.
Oh,
to Breonna! Breonna is no longer going to be Breonna Haney. She's now going to be Breonna Cisneros.
Yep.
And when's that happening?
She was married this past weekend.
Whoa!
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I know she's listening.
You know, you didn't call and ask for any advice. You know, people know I've been married more than once. I'm full of advice. So, anyway, congratulations. She has just been a joy. By the way, a joy to work with
in
your office. Isn't she something? She was even on the show one day.
Yeah.
Yep. And, congratulations.
I know she's listening.
Oh, yeah, right, absolutely.
Okay. SB 14.
Yes.
Senate Bill 14, good?
Absolutely. The governor just signed it. It passed unanimously through the legislature, so it's really good. What it does is it makes human trafficking of a minor to be a strike offense. So up until now, it's not. It hasn't been what's considered a serious or violent felony, because something has to be a serious, classified as a serious or violent felony to be a strike. And that's, it's been one that I've brought up over the years. Like, it's just crazy that human trafficking of a child is not a strike. It's not a serious or violent felony.
And the thing that totally surprised me, if anything could be bipartisan, I would have thought that was, and the Democrats refused to hear it. They weren't going to pass that at the beginning. Until
Governor Newsom had to come in and say he came out very much in support, and it ended up getting a lot of bipartisan support and passing
after
through.
That.
Yeah,
because he found something in it that he didn't like. You know,
yeah, well, they always do with their soft on crime approaches.
Huge.
But it's huge because it's, you know, human trafficking is a $150 billion industry.
Wow, we went to go see Sound of Freedom, and we saw that it's the third largest industry in the world.
It's a huge industry.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, kids are the biggest part of that industry as well. And frequently starting as young, around 11 to 12 years old is the highest highest usage of children, should I say. I hate to put it that way. That age. Of course,
the age group that is the most desirable.
But there's
I still don't understand this. To this day, when they start talking about child molestation, I saw one where they put their parents away, and it was a baby, for sexual acts with a baby. And I'm trying to figure this out, is how could somebody – What is in their brain? We have people right here in Reading that you've caught or the police have caught.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, total surprises.
Yeah, it's a sick and twisted individuals that are out there. They're in our community. I know we've talked about it before. I spent a large part of my career back when I was actively handling caseloads doing the child sexual assault cases in our community, and it's in our community, it's in every community. And it's why when I became DA I started the family violence unit, because I wanted to have a steady prosecutors who are in that unit for a long time to get the training to make sure those cases are the ones that we get the big sentences.
And it touches all socioeconomic.
Oh, 100%.
And I've gleaned is a lot of times you got people who've got money to spend.
Yeah.
They get themselves into this. In other words, they've got good jobs. They've got the money to buy the child porn. They've got the money to buy a child.
The vast majority of these cases, when it comes to our local cases of child molestation, are someone you know.
Someone in the family.
It's usually someone in the family.
Uncle. I'm not even going to use the name here. Uncle Gilderskin, or
frequently
something like,
it's grandma's new boyfriend.
Whoa.
It's uncles, it's brothers, it's women too. We have cases where women are the perpetrators. So
this is a bill that we're talking about today.
So that's different. So we're talking about the SB 14 that was signed. And that is going to make human trafficking of minors a strike, which has a lot of good things. We're going to be able to get, you get less credits when you go off to prison if it's a strike offense. Unfortunately, depending on what we can prove and what we can get, there's a lot of people, especially in California now, that do ultimately get out after serving their sentence. And when they have a strike, next time they offend, we get to double their offense. Depending on the crimes, we can get a life sentence when we have strike offenses. So it's a huge jump forward in protecting our children.
And if you have a person that you've caught and he goes to jail for 4 or 5 years and comes out, you catch him again, next time you're looking at probably a lot more to life, maybe.
Well, it depends on their past, but this would be a strike. So now, depending on what they do, we can double their sentence because they've got a strike, or if they have a sex crime, particularly, it can be even more.
I will say this: that I have looked askance at the legislature in Sacramento for so many years that when they do, perform a mission that's good for us, good on you guys. You know, this is going to help protect children.
Oh, and yeah. It doesn't happen often.
It's thank goodness, Governor, and I hate to say this too, because, Governor Newsom, he had to lean into it. That was the part. He had to lean into it and tell his party to support it.
Yeah.
Because of, weird things that they say, if you have this, it means, no, pass it.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
Good.
It's great. It's. The last, I don't know how many years I've been here talking about, the legislative season just ended, and oh my gosh, they passed this and this, and it's all doom and gloom. But, this year with this passing, we had some great stuff that either got tabled or failed to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I'm seeing a change. So it's really great.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back, because I've got some ideas that I've, or some observations from watching the state. Lately, in the past, I just thought, if you're below, if you're Sacramento and below, you've lost it. But I'm not sure now because some of the things they're saying. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment, a family owned business out of Anderson. They started in Redding and they're so successful they had to build a new facility down in Anderson. And I tell you what, going down there to NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, from skid steers to little bulldozers that you can use in your backyard. I'm trying to figure out what I could use one of those little bulldozers for in our backyard. Just to go back and forth for the day. You can rent them for the day. You can lease them or you can buy them at NorCal Tractor, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in the claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, you can take them off now, if you want to. It is, it's hump day. And we do this in honor of our law enforcement. Arms, because it's started by Mike Johnson and the police like it, and I'm not sure the DA is on it, but I needed her to listen to it. Anyway, welcome back to the show. 8:20 in the morning here on the 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. For all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions there, and Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners. And with all the craziness going on in the insurance industry, and they're changing back and forth daily, they're pulling out. Are they? Yes. Well, you need somebody that understands what's going on, and that's Judy Maxwell. So if you're looking for a free review and evaluation of your insurance or your financial plans, retirement plans, 401s, give her a call. Like I said, a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And Linda and I are here with Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget. And we talked about the – yeah, I just bit into the microphone – that SB 14, which makes sex trafficking of minors, makes it a strike, right, which – really enhances the things that the DA can do to take these people off the street. Fentanyl. I just saw where the – and this started a couple years ago. And tell me if I have my facts right, but a 18- or 19-year-old who was selling it online sold a solid or 100% pure fentanyl pill to a 13 – okay, wrong. Why don't you tell the story?
I'm already shaking my head.
As soon as you shook your head, I'll stop.
So it was through Snapchat, using Snapchat to sell drugs. That was the method in which he would use to get his buyers. It was sold to a 13-year-old. It was a Percocet that had been laced with or pressed with fentanyl in it.
Okay, so it wasn't 100% fentanyl.
That's not my understanding.
Okay.
But I could be wrong on that. I don't think so. I know that the minor was wanting to buy a Percocet, and that the Percocet that he got was had fentanyl in it.
Okay.
So.
And he died.
Yeah. So he ultimately was sentenced to 7 years state prison. The offender who was he was around 19, I believe, 19 yeah. or 20, a young individual. We did argue for the maximum on a voluntary manslaughter, which would have been 13 years under the plea. But, you know, the judge ultimately went for what would be considered the midterm sentence and sentenced him to 7 years. But, you know, this individual also...
This is a hard time place he's going to.
Also. Yeah, this individual also, you know, had a very large quantity of fentanyl pills and a large amount of cash. But this highlights the problem with the current laws in the state of California, because fentanyl, it is the most dangerous drug in our nation that we've ever seen. It's the most addictive. It's cheap. It's being put into all these other types of drugs. But because it has kind of risen so quickly and been so deadly, our laws have not kept up with that. So in the state of California, currently, fentanyl is not considered a hard drug. So where cocaine, heroin, meth, those would be hard drugs, and therefore we can get enhancements that are not available for fentanyl. So, you know, his large quantity of pills, had it been a large quantity of some other hard drug that is considered hard drug, that, that could have increased the sentence. Also,
well, let me ask a stupid question.
Yeah.
Fentanyl is such a huge problem. I mean, everybody agrees. Why isn't it up on that list?
Well, it because the law needs to be changed.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, this seems like a no-brainer.
Absolutely. And that is what is currently – I know I talked very briefly about it last time I was here, the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act that's been submitted to the Attorney General's office for title and summary that's going to reverse a lot of the negative impacts of Proposition 47, but it also addresses this fentanyl issue.
Okay.
It would classify – if passed by the voters, it would make fentanyl – classify it as a hard drug. So now we're going to be able to use those enhancements, the large quantity enhancements, or if someone's walking around with a big quantity of fentanyl and selling it and they have a loaded gun with them. We don't want our drug dealers and to have guns. You know, we can apply those different types of enhancements.
We can make it impossible for a law-abiding citizen to carry a gun, but we can't keep criminals from carrying guns.
It's very frustrating. Yeah. But this would correct this. This would also add a warning of sorts. So if we have someone who is selling drugs and they are pleading, they're convicted by a jury, whenever they're sentenced, they're going to get an advisement that conduct, selling those drugs, those hard drugs, including fentanyl, is dangerous to human life. And if they do it again, they can be charged with murder. That is going to be a huge thing that can help in cases like this. If this, because these people, they have a record. They've been possessing, then they've gone up, usually progressed up to being a seller. So they've been through the system. If they've been through the system and had this warning, it's very much like people who keep getting DUIs. They get warned. It's dangerous to human life. If you do it and someone dies, you can be convicted of murder. So it's the exact same concept, putting it into the drug world, so that when they sell something and someone dies, it's going to make it easier for us to hold them responsible at a much higher level for that death with murder charges.
Now, the you know, you read these things where they pull over somebody and they've got enough fentanyl, pure fentanyl in their car to kill a million people.
Yeah.
A million people.
That's because it takes a very, very tiny amount of fentanyl to kill somebody. It's that strong. I've heard at least 50 times stronger than heroin when it comes to being addictive, how dangerous it is. I mean, it's a very, very dangerous thing. But like I said earlier, it's cheap. That's why our dealers are starting to cut their heroin or whatever
lace
they do
it
with it.
Yes.
So that they can make that client, their customer, get addicted really quick, and it's cheaper for the dealer.
I understand that there's something called tranks out there now on the street that they mix with a horse sedative that you use on horses. You know, when the vets are working on them. But
that's some powerful stuff.
It is.
If you've ever seen a horse that's been drugged to have their teeth or whatever done.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, imagine doing that to a human.
Yeah, it's immediate. Now, if you give it to them, that's with a needle. But if you give it to them orally, you just wait 30 minutes. That's how long it takes to get in the system. And you just watch them. They just, you know, head drops, and you can work with them. But they're adding that to that drug. And this is the one where you see people walking around cities like zombies, and they're sores, and it can literally cause amputations to your body, and yet they're still taking it. And this is, but trying to understand the mindset of a person that's addicted to drugs is beyond me. I can see the results of it, as we all can, but
We just don't understand addiction. Addiction is has many, many faces, many facets, and what makes one person go down the road of addiction is different than the next guy. So, but when you have highly addictive substances and one time and laced with things where somebody may say, yeah, I want a Percocet because that's like a light high, mm-hmm. and then die from it.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
Yeah.
Well, we had in our country over 100,000 deaths from drugs last year. And it was 2 years in a row. I mean, we've crossed the 100,000 line. I don't know if it's going to go back.
Yeah, so something I was reading recently said that we now have, just looking in California, more people dying of overdose than, like, car accidents, which has always been the highest.
Yeah, San Francisco is going for a new record this year on overdose deaths. Mm-hmm. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to address that. Do you see, I'm seeing the things from Los Angeles and San Francisco and these other cities, they're starting to, they're realizing that their programs they had in the past, just rampant lawlessness, homelessness and all this, they're trying to start fighting back on it. And if you've heard anything about that, if you talk to your fellow DAs about, you know, when you have your meetings about just how bad it is in the big cities. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated. It's been in business for over 30 years. Leonard Silverstein started it and then sold it to Rebecca and Henry. And there's been no change in the outstanding service and just a fabulous selection of jewelry, ranging from Native American old pawn to estate jewelry. Mm-hmm. And it's just really a great selection at very fair prices. And they're really, really nice people. We thoroughly endorse Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Pizza Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win! Win, win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey NorCal, Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here of KCNR. 96.5 at 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. We are with Stephanie Bridget, RDA. So happy to have you here this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice for the last 15 or 16 years. Never had a bad haircut there. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments if that's where you want to run it, which I do. I give them a call at 530-244-9478 and set up a time that works. But if you walk in there sometimes, if they don't have people in the chair or they've got an opening, they're more than happy to fit you into their schedule. Cypress Square Barbershop is off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Man's last stronghold. I love that. I was sitting in there the other day looking at the jackalope. And then they had a sign that says, if you know, they prefer cash, but if you use your card, which you can do, it says, they add a fee to it. And I said, how long has that sign been there? I mean, it's bright yellow, right? He said, oh, I don't know, 8 months? So, anyway. My powers of observation have
waned. Oh, boy.
Okay, we're here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget, and there's a bill that's sitting in front of the Attorney General right now. Is that right? Or it's on its way to him?
It wouldn't be a bill. It's a proposed proposition,
proposition
to go to the voters.
And here's the danger in a proposition. People look at propositions and just, in many cases, say no. Or they, you know, hopefully that the naming of this
title
bill,
and summary makes
the
a big
title
difference.
Summary,
yeah.
And this one is which proposition?
Well, we don't have the number yet. It was submitted
or the name, really.
Yeah, it was submitted to the Attorney General's office, I believe, August 22nd. I want to say right around then. So we should get it by mid October, end of October, to get the title and summary and proposition number. It was submitted with the title of Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping it'll be somewhere close to that, given that it has such a widespread support already,
mm-hmm.
with the statewide polling that was done that showed really it's bipartisan. We've got 88% of Republicans, 80% of Democrats, and 78% of no party preference who were polled that said they'd vote in favor of it.
You know, when do you ever get something that has that high a percentage?
Right, and it's because of what we're not only with fentanyl, which is addressed in here, but the thefts that we're seeing in, you know, everywhere. Of course, what makes it mostly to the mainstream television and in the forefront is when it happens in San Francisco and L.A. You know, you start really impacting those big areas, and we get the attention of those who want to
maybe
give title and summary a correct.
Hollywood,
yeah.
On Rodeo Drive, they have these very expensive stores that are moving out, or they're putting plywood over their windows.
Right.
And I mean, so they're it's touching them, and
right.
it's we have friends that live in L.A. and Orange County, and I guess you could say an expensive area, and their houses are getting broken into all the time. And so I mean, people have finally said this prop is not working, and in fact is making our lives worse.
Yeah, Proposition 47 has proven that it was very poorly done. Of course, those of us who advocated against it back in 2014 knew that this was going to happen, but it was overwhelmingly passed. But I can tell you that I was recently looking at a HUD point in time survey that goes from 2014 to 2022, which would be Prop 47 and on. Homelessness in California increased 51% just from 2014 up till now. Mm-hmm. And that is just a direct correlation to the passage of Prop 47. And at the same time, because it's a nationwide study, homelessness decreased on average throughout the nation, about approximately 11%.
Well, it did because they all moved to California.
Yeah, they moved to California, and a lot of our law-abiding citizens are moving out of California.
There
so it's we see in these other states they have tough on drug crimes. People still can go to prison. It can still be a felony, which Prop 47 takes that away.
Well, it also took away the fear of being arrested for shoplifting. I mean, and now you've got rings that are out there, and they're taking $800 worth of stuff. And running out and coming back again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous when a local business like Walmart loses $3 million a year.
Well,
$3 million
this would change this because it would bring back that tiered tiered system so that it can start as a misdemeanor, but after you've got two convictions, the third's a felony, it can be up to state prison. So it gives us that tiered ability. Okay, it starts as misdemeanors, then it makes its way up to felony, which is what it was pre-Prop 47. Prop 47 took away that tiered approach and went, no, everything under 950 is a misdemeanor. This soon-to-be proposition also addresses that issue of people who are doing it together. You know, if you got two or more people working together that we're seeing all over the place, especially in, San Francisco and L.A., the stuff we see up on TV, those big smash and grabs, immediately we can file those as felonies when they're out there working together. Also brings the ability to aggregate the amount that they're stealing when we're at that lower level, misdemeanor level, to pop it up to a felony even sooner. So it really gets back and addresses the heart of the issues that have caused the rampant theft. And it's really because Prop 47 impacted drugs and thefts, because we've had such a skyrocket a number of people who are drug addicted. And with that, because of Prop 47 and the increase of people addicted to drugs, we've had such a huge increase in thefts because we've got drug addicts who are stealing to feed their addiction. So it's just an all-around bad situation.
And then you add fentanyl into that, which isn't even a Class 1 drug according to our laws, but hopefully that'll be changed in this proposition that's coming up. I mean, it's just it's a circular firing squad.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We're just shooting each other over that safe – what was it called? Safe Streets and Schools?
Yeah, it was
Prop 47.
Very much the opposite of its title and summary. I mean, that was an example of let's take the title and summary what it needs to be to get it passed, and that's just sad. That's why people need to not rely on title and summary. They need to read and educate themselves, because so many people read that title and summary of Safe Schools Act, whatever it was, and, oh, yes, I want safer schools. I want safer schools, especially ones that's not going to cost me money. It's just a change in the law.
Yeah.
It's sad. And that's why California it has gotten to the point it is. That's why we see our community with the rampant amount of additional drug addicts and people sleeping and vandalizing our businesses and stealing from our businesses. And it's so frustrating as a prosecutor and working with our boots on the ground law enforcement, because we're still doing the same work we've always done. They're still getting arrested. We're still prosecuting them. But when you don't have the teeth in the law anymore, your hands are tied, and it's extremely frustrating.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for coming on, Stephanie. Hey, I've got a question. If you're not satisfied with the police's response as far as charging somebody with a crime or deciding not to charge them with a crime, can a person bypass them and go to your office and plead their case and you could charge them?
So, yes, the short answer would be yes, because I do have jurisdiction over the entire Shasta County. So, you know, I've got 14 sworn peace officers that work in my office who do, mainly we do follow-up work on cases, but we can review stuff that maybe someone feels should have been sent to my office and wasn't. And, you know, we'd reach out to our law enforcement partner and ask them to give us what they have and potentially look at it. That couldn't be something that we're doing all the time because we just don't have the staffing for that. But if there is some, we can do that, you know, if there is a case that we need to do it on, for sure. We do have the authority to do that.
And so the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I've always been curious about that.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Nick. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to Sheriff Johnson made the announcement that he's got a new plan for opening the jail since the last one didn't go over real well. I think, Stephanie, you're the only one that says, yeah, we'll look at this. Everybody else went, no. Some of them more emphatically than others. But now he's got a new plan he's going to address here, I guess, next Tuesday. So about opening the third floor of the jail. And I want to talk about the impact then that could have as far as your office goes. We'll be right back.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car wash packages starting at only $11. A clean car is essential to your safety, the safety of your passengers and even your vehicle, especially with smoke, soot, and debris in the air. Now's the time to bring your vehicle to Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for participants to join us for our first annual Beans and Brew Chili Cook-Off. This event will take place in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on the Chili Cook-Off, contact Group Sales at 530-339-7412 or email events at windriver.com. Participants must register before Saturday, September 30th to be eligible to participate in the Chili Cook-Off. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. If you've heard that music, you know it's our last segment here at Wednesday, the 27th at 8:50 in the morning. It's going to be a really nice day today. I think we're past the 100 degrees and maybe even the 90 degree weather. It's going to be a good week this week. Weather report's always brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. You can reach them at 530-365-2793. So we have Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget. And yesterday, Sheriff Mike Johnson said, we have a plan to open the third floor. And he's going to brief it, I guess, next week. Is that what he said? Something like
that? Yeah, I believe he was going to meet with the county CEO and Chair Jones to go over it, and mm-hmm. then he would bring it to the board, I believe, next Tuesday.
Okay. So impact of opening that up.
Oh, that would just be huge. We can't even oversell how much that would be good for our community. Not the fix, because we still, our jail still capacity is way below what we need.
We'll fill it up in 2 or 3 days.
We'll be able to fill it up, but you know, the amount of people that don't show up for court because they know they won't be arrested and kept in jail because there's no room in jail is staggering how much. I mean, failures to appear rate, open cases, the amount of cases that are just pending sentencing, if we could get the person to come to court, there's a lot. So it would do a lot to get people the sentence that they, you know, are facing, some of them going off to state prison and out of our community or in our local jail for their cases. And it just, you know, it bring closure for the victims. That's what I get so frustrated about, is that all these people who are victimized and their cases just go on forever because we can't get the person to court, because we can't get the person in jail, or there's not enough courtrooms available to do the trial. So these cases, I mean, I see it all the time in people's comments when we finally get a case to trial and convict them and sentence them, and they're like, oh, well, that's a 2019 case, about time. Why didn't you do it sooner? Well, this is why. Because the jail, because of the courts, because of the backlog, and we're just as frustrated as you are.
Well, when did the courthouse open? come to think of it, I mean, it's been,
yeah,
it looks like it's cool.
It's been forever. So I've heard December, and that's...
I heard September.
Know, we heard December and September and of last year and the year before, but everything I'm hearing is that's a much more solid date. And
okay.
It's looking like it, too. I mean, some of the fencing is changing.
And we have two new judges.
We have two new judges that were appointed.
Really? What are their names?
Yeah, to fill our two vacancies that have been vacant since mm-hmm. last year. So
yeah.
Catherine Barton, who was the assistant public defender in the public defender's office.
Here in Reading?
Here in Reading.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Ben Hanna, who
uh-huh.
worked 25 years, I read around there, in my office, in the DA's office.
So you got a public defender
and a prosecutor. So it's great. Yeah. What I love is that they both have criminal law experience. They've both done jury trials. So that's very
exciting.
And
that makes a big difference.
It does. Okay. Unfortunately, neither of them can do criminal cases for 2 years, I believe it is, mm-hmm. because they've got to wait till cases they've handled have kind of cleared through the system before they can take those positions. So they're doing other assignments, which is great. I'm sure that they're enjoying that. But, yes, to get us up to what is now full staff is amazing. But we do need additional positions. From what I'm hearing, we may get an additional judicial position appointed next year, which,
mm-hmm.
which would be a lot. Getting
mm-hmm.
another position would go a long way in also clearing the backlog of cases.
All right. Well, what else have you got to share with us with our last few minutes here? I know you've got a lot going on.
Yeah. So
you've got some flyers
I did,
there.
Yeah. Some things I just wanted to remind people before I get off here is that this Saturday, September 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 is our annual Strikeout Domestic Violence Bowl-a-thon. We've done this. This is probably our fifth year that we've done it, and it's to raise money to send kids to camp. And this is a camp where their counselors are trained to help them, and all the other kids there are in similarly situated, meaning domestic violence has touched their family in some way, or that their family has had violent crime in it. And it's just an amazing camp. Last year we raised right around $17,000 in one night, which just sends so many kids to camp.
And how many times a year do we have that camp? Is it just once a year, or is it a couple?
Well, there's two different camps that we're sponsoring this year.
Uh-huh.
We're Camp Resilience with Family Dynamics, and Camp Hope with Pathways to Hope.
Yes, they were just on
two.
Before you.
Yeah.
And so what this does is supports these camps that, you know, they were talking about just the changes in these kids in a week.
Yeah. And even if you you don't want a bowl, come out. We've got so many raffle prizes. And, you know, all the raffle tickets that you buy, that money goes right to the overall pot of money that we raise. And all of that money goes to support children going to camp. That's at, Country Bowl, 2615 Bocelli Lane, September 30th. So this Saturday from 4:30 to 7:30, it's a 90s theme. Plus, we always try to do some type of theme, and it's just really a fun event. So
do you have to sign up, or can you just show up?
So if you're going to bowl,
you
need to sign up in advance. Now, I'm not sure if we have lanes left or not.
Yeah.
We might. So, you know, give our office a call. Contact Brianna at 245-6322. We're always, you know, if you just want to donate a basket, as many baskets as we have would be great. Or if you want to sponsor, a lot of businesses sponsor lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And we make sure we have something up there recognizing your business. We still can take that as well, and just know that the money that you contribute goes to help some very for a very good cause for children in our community.
And it takes kids out of the environment they're at.
Yeah.
And puts them in this camp along with other kids like them. A lot of times they realize, well, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
And with the counselors there that are able to maybe reach new breakthroughs in this for the kids. It's a good thing.
They definitely
Camp Resilience and Camp Hope, and this is what the Bowl-a-thon's about, that the Shasta County District Attorney's
Office.
And
the date again for the Bowl-a-thon?
This Saturday.
All right.
September 30th. So
fantastic.
Head on out there, even just to have a good time that night and try to win some prizes.
Look up for more baskets.
Yeah.
More donations.
More baskets, more donations. You can visit our website, or you can just, easiest ways to call 245-6322, or just stop by the office. You know, you don't have to call. Just stop by, drop off a basket, drop off a donation to the Bowl-a-thon. That would be great, and just knowing that it goes to a really good cause for children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you for being with us today, and we've covered a lot.
Yeah,
let's summarize. We've got 4 minutes.
Okay.
Well, we talked about the bill.
SB 14 making human trafficking of minors a strike. Great.
Okay.
And we talked about fentanyl and the need to change the laws in the state of California to make sure that we can be a lot tougher on people who not only possess, but, you know, those who are out there manufacturing it and selling it. That's something that the soon to get a proposition number, but currently titled Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act would do. We also talked about how that act has bipartisan support. So it looks really promising when we get a proposition number. It would be slated to be on the November 2024 ballot for the election. So
all right.
As soon as I know the proposition number, what title and summary we actually got.
Right. We need to talk about that very,
we're gonna
very.
We're going to be pushing that one.
Oh, really? Because there's so many, when the bills come out, how they're worded on so many levels.
Yeah.
When you think you're voting yes, you're voting no, so that's going to be very important to do that. Have you come on and talk about a specific the specific wording of what it means.
Yeah, and I at that point, which I think it'll be a little bit more relevant because people can tie what I'm saying to a direct number to really get into more of the nitty-gritty detail mm-hmm. on what exactly the different sections of that will do, how it reverses the impacts, a lot of the negative impacts of Prop 47 mm-hmm. that are plaguing our community and communities up and down the state of California. So that'll be very important to talk about. We also talked a lot about, you know, the jail. So we're all want to hear what the sheriff's going to let us know next week.
I can't wait till next Tuesday.
And how it's going. It's a good teaser for next Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting.
If they can have the meeting without breaking down. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Well, let me use 30 seconds of this time. I want to give a big shout out to my son. He's son-in-law, but we think of him as a son. He was just appointed as chief of the U.S. Marshal Service in New Mexico. That's the step below the U.S. Marshal, which is a political appointee job. But he's been in the service for 20 years. He's done just outstanding, and we're really proud of him. He's worked real hard, and he's had the hard jobs, too.
And also, let's do one more. We've got a minute here. Shout out to where your truck is and the people who have helped you.
I'm just going to wait till tomorrow, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Only because I'm going to have him explain to me what I thought. I thought it was a transmission. I was positive it was a transmission. And he goes, no, Carl, you're on the wrong end of the truck. It was in the front. and I went, oh. So, but
the other beautiful thing is just what it is to live here locally and have people who take care of you.
Okay, tomorrow, Trish Clark and I are going to have Matt Plummer on, who's running for this.